Chaz and AJ, Logan Steele, news.
Okay, Friday, we got the new Bruce Springsteen date for Mohegan Sun. Comedian Ayesha May is in studio.
Hi, good morning.
Sunday, she's doing a fundraiser for the Plainville Police Association at Witch Doctor Brewing in Southington. We are linked up.
Excellent.
On the hotline, it's Tom Cantone, president of all things cool at Mohegan Sun. Good morning, sir.
Happy to be here. Happy Monday. And yeah, good news, right? Maybe third time's the charm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you call and tour, third time the charm tour.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool, though, that no one has asked for a refund.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure there might be. Yeah. Everyone from the beginning, from the very first one, and then even the second one, no one wanted a refund. They kept their tickets. So, you know, that's pretty cool. That's telling to me, you know, that and the reason probably is, and you guys may or may not, you know, agree, but people to especially this era of rock and roll, you never know, you know, if you're going to see them again or they're going to tour again because, you know,
it's becoming very clear.
Yeah.
And I think people want to, you know, make sure they saw an iconic name like that. And so many are going down right now, you know, with Aerosmith and tours and that are not able to, you know, withstand the touring pressure. I mean, these guys are older now, you know, so, you know, I think that's the reason. But we're happy to announce a date, April 12th it is. And I hope I don't get another phone call with an issue. But if we do, we'll deal with it, guys. That's all, you know. But he's one of, you know, you guys don't realize, or you do, but a lot of people don't realize that American pop culture's music was born with a guy by the name of Ed Sullivan. And you know, and people say, who's Ed Sullivan? Well, if you lived it during that time, Ed Sullivan
actually,
was...
You ever hear of Ed Sullivan?
I've heard of Ed Sullivan.
All right, you heard of him.
I have no idea who he is, but I've heard of his
If you had to tell us who you think he is... What would you say?
Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
A radio music, big radio person, music person.
Okay.
See, that's what
close.
I mean.
But he was a television guy who had a weekly show.
Okay, yes.
Who brought Elvis, the Beatles, and a zillion other artists into the living rooms of people who were just beginning to watch
American
television.
American Bandstand, right? I remember that.
Dick Clark.
That's it. Okay, totally.
That was Dick Clark.
You're exactly my assistant in, you know, late 20s. She has no clue. She has no clue who some of the Beatles are. I said, did you ever hear, Paul McCartney song? Who? You know, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why I give up.
We forget. But just so you know, there was no social media. Social media was Ed Sullivan. Two-thirds of America. Listen to this. Two-thirds of America tuned in when the Beatles made their debut. And Bruce, getting back to Bruce, when he saw that, first he saw Elvis on Ed Sullivan, and then he saw the Beatles, and he bought a guitar. He locked himself into his room for months to try and learn. And if it wouldn't have been for that influence, for Ed Sullivan bringing in all these one after another, we would have never known. And it's sort of not even fair to compare today, because today there's 5 billion more people on the planet to buy your stuff. Back then, there wasn't. And back then, you just couldn't push a button because you were too lazy to go out and stand in line and buy an actual record. You know, that's, to me, where the fan base really was dedicated. When you knew you had to go and rush to the record store and stand in line and buy that record.
Well,
you know?
I can make a case that Taylor Swift has legions of committed fans in an age of social media.
Yeah, very committed.
Correct. It is something to talk about, but she didn't change the world. And, you know, the people that change the world in music are the people we've been just talking about. You know?
I believe, I agree with you, but Tom, I believe that she's this generation's Elvis. Seeing her.
Yeah.
Because she's the queen.
Yes. Well, Beyonce's the queen, but yeah.
I think she was the queen.
We'll see. Let's check the numbers.
Yeah. I'm a Taylor
I think
now.
The
I'm
numbers
Swiftie.
Would suggest you're wrong.
Yeah. It was definitely, it's definitely Taylor Swift. They're both on tour.
You watch
it's
when
not
both their
close.
Movies come out.
Yep.
It's not close.
Right. I'm a Swiftie, but I think Beyonce is a better queen.
So Ayesha's right in that her fan base calls her Queen Bee. That's like her name. That's what they call her.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has
that's what she's called.
Numbers of Beyonce. Of yeah. Yeah. I know.
That's what she's called.
You know, so, but, you know, a funny Taylor Swift story. When I tried to book her to play the Wolf Den.
Right? Oh, my
the
God.
What?
When was this?
Yeah. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, okay. I was going to say last week. But, but so her mother comes with me. She says, where is this place? So I walk her to the Wolf Den, which is right in the middle of the casino. And, you know, it's free. It's open, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we start a lot of artists there, actually. And I got their start there. And then they graduate to the arena. So she looks at the venue. She goes, my daughter's not playing here.
Wow. So Mommy said no.
I said, okay. Yeah, she said no, you know. And then fast forward maybe a year later or so, I booked her for two shows in the arena, and her mother was right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, her mother had a plan for her. She saw something, obviously, that the world is seeing now, which is a phenomenon. But a lot of it, too, is social media. I mean, the advantage of social media.
Well, hold on, before you move on from Taylor, when you're talking about her mom, her dad was also very involved, very wealthy guy. They brought her to Nashville when she was 16.
Yeah.
Wow. And introduced her to all the biggest people and all this. And so they knew what they wanted her to do.
Yeah, retirement fund for them.
Man.
Yeah, right?
They were right. And you remember she started as a country act.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And by the way, we did induct her into the Arena Walk of Fame.
Amazing.
So she is part of Mohegan's entertainment history.
It's pretty wild when you think of all the artists that have played there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tom Cantrell, Mohegan Sun's on. Yeah, get her back.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to compare today. It really is. There's way more people on the planet. You know, back in the 60s, to me, it was the greatest time in music, but that's just me. You know, I book it all. I have to know it all. I have to not like it all, but I have to know it all. I'm booking acts now that, I mean, the names are like, what? You know, Jelly Roll and all these. I'm like, who? Okay.
Who are
these
people?
They'll sell out the place.
It's a breakfast order.
So I say, okay. You got to do it. But back in the 60s, if you lived it, you know, there were even Rolling Stone, you know, who did the top 500 songs of all time. Most of them were from the 60s, like 169 of them or something like that. You know, so it was a great time to, you know, experience music with, you know, not only the Beatles, Beach Boys, Motown and all of that. And
Elvis.
It was just Elvis. You know, I wasn't an Elvis fan, but by the way, you know, I'm the last man on the planet to book Elvis.
Were you?
Yeah.
You booked him. Did he make the gig or did he die before the gig?
He died the day of.
Oh,
the day
of the gig. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm dealing with Colonel Parker forever. I was just young starting out at Hershey and trying to get him, you know. And I did have a direct line to Colonel Parker and he would never, you know, even consider it because Elvis would only play the bigger markets. Finally, he calls me one day and said, I'm going to have Elvis play secondary markets. And Hershey would be a secondary market so in Pennsylvania. So I was like celebrating. I was in my young 20s. And oh, my God. I landed the biggest fish ever. And we made plans. We were all it was hush hush. The next day we were going to go on sale. No one could talk about it. And I'm driving home the day we finalized the deal, the very last deal. And in the car is a radio station I played, but they never play Elvis. And I was like, why are they playing Elvis?
Oh, no.
And
that's not good at all.
said that was the late, great Elvis who died today. See, back then, again, you know, there was nothing popping on my phone. So we had to wait till somebody that's got the news, you know.
Talking about Bruce Springsteen. Tom Cantone is on. The Bruce date has been rescheduled to April 12th.
Cool.
And we're talking about Elvis. Yeah. And I just got to make this little connection. So, you know, Bruce saw Elvis on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
And was like, I want to be a musician.
Yeah.
Right.
Buys a guitar. Learns how to play.
Yep.
Fast forward now. Bruce comes out with an album. He's on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazines in the same week.
That's big.
And he thought to himself, now I can finally meet Elvis. So he goes to Graceland thinking everyone knows me now because I'm on the cover of two massive magazines.
Come right in, Bruce.
He climbs the wall at Graceland.
Oops.
Runs up to the door. He's tackled by security. And He's like, well, I'm Bruce Springsteen. Here,
Born Run came from.
No, the king won't see you.
Oh. Wow.
Fast forward later, Bruce is a big-time songwriter and wants to help Elvis revive his career and wrote him a song.
Uh-huh.
Said, Elvis, do this song. Elvis like, nah, man, I'm not going to do it.
What?
It's this song. This was written for Elvis to do.
Wow.
He specifically wrote this song for
Elvis. I can picture him doing it.
Yeah. I can too. Hey, little girl,
is your dad home? Did he go in? See, it would sound less bad if Elvis sang it. When Bruce sings it, like, Creeper! Creepy! Creepy!
That's Ayesha's doing Elvis.
Right. Okay, I was wondering what that noise was.
Tom Cantone on the phone. Hey, Tom, I want to ask you about AC/DC. They're back together again. First time, I think, in 7 years. They played the Power Trip Festival, and they sounded good. And they have new music, and that probably means if they enjoy each other on stage, they'll go out on a tour.
Right.
Is this something Mohegan Sun would try to get there?
100%.
Nice.
That's the era. That's the time where that's the demo that loves, you know, rock and roll. AC/DC is great. Love to do it. You know, I would rather do that any day of the week because, you know, you've got a fan base, you know, that loves that music and it will be there, you know. So thanks for the tip. I'm actually writing that down.
Nice. In bold print.
Shania Twain got up on stage with Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters coming around, they're doing stadiums.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
No chance of you getting them over there at Mohegan?
Well, you know, that would be, they're on our hit list. That would be a home run, you know, to have him there. And he is a huge Beatles fan. He's a Paul McCartney fan.
Yeah, they're very good friends now.
Yep.
Yes, yes. You know, he started out as a drummer. And, you know, he pays tribute to them all the time. He's in all of them, even now, even with his success and all that. Yeah, we would. I think there was a time when we did put an offer in, but something happened to the tour. But, yeah, anything and everything. But I got to tell you, though, you know, where the world is going now is in another direction musically. I mean, it's these YouTube overnight sensations like Matt Rife. I have now booked 11 Matt Rife shows. This is in between my property in Connecticut and ours in Canada. Four of them sold out in a row. I'm probably going to add a fifth. And you know why? It's all because of YouTube. I mean, you know, it's just different today. You know, with the world just listening to their phones and looking at their phones, he's a sensation. And so that's what I spend a lot of time trying to navigate. Well, who's the next big thing coming? You know, and Lainey Wilson, all of them, they're just in another world. They have an advantage of a built-in audience. Just think about it. Billions of people.
Well, think about how many artists were ruined by record labels and changed the artists before they got to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then didn't get airplay because they weren't authentic.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the artists can go directly to who they want to talk to. Uh-huh. They don't have to go through corporate people who have no idea how to make a song.
None. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, and I always, in that, to that point, I always think of the guy who listened to the Beatles record and rejected them. You know, those are the stories I marvel at. But it's a different world. You know, it really is. I'm in it. I got to deal with it. I got to pay attention to it. I got to find out what people want, not what I want. You know, and we did like 19 sellouts in a row at Mohegan Sun Arena. Just by paying attention to what's hot out there.
That's wild.
What people want.
That's some good picking.
We had another great year.
You ever have Shania Twain there?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, a long time ago. It didn't do as well as I was hoping.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah, to be honest. I don't know. Sometimes factors play into it, but she's a big name in country. You know, country does really well at Mohegan, and a lot of them started at our place in the Wolf Den, believe it or not.
Nice.
I saw Keith Urban there, and I thought,
who is this guy?
I'm going with friends. I'll probably be bored. Yeah. Wow, what a show that was.
Really?
I mean, not being bored with my friends, but being bored because of the music.
Yeah.
Right.
I listened to a couple songs. I'm like, this is so stuff.
Yeah.
What a performer. Is he coming back?
We'll always have him back. He started in the Wolf Den. He loves us.
Wow.
He's part of our
That's
Walk
cool.
of Fame.
Kind of owes you.
He talk about a guy that can play the guitar. I mean, now, today's country guys are not country. I mean, they're rock and roll. They're rock and country. He can play the guitar like anybody. And, you know, you stop and you go, oh, my God. It's not that twang sound that people are, you know, associate. These are hard rockers, man. I mean, you know, they're really good. At music. They're really good at playing instruments. And I think, you know, boy, you could pick up a guitar and do that. It's a home run.
Yeah.
But today, before we go, and I want to remember this, today is John Lennon's 83rd birthday.
Oh.
And I gotta say, imagine what the world would have been musically without him. And, you know, his lyrics, imagine all the people living life in peace, especially today with what's going on. You know, he got it right. And Lennon was just awesome. And I could hear, you know, when you can hear a song over and over and over again and never get tired of it, there aren't that many. But Imagine is one of them because it's tranquil. It puts you in a state of mind that yes, that's exactly the way that it should be. It should be the national anthem of the planet. But anyway, happy birthday to John Lennon. And, you know, we just have to remember the most important people that, you know, give peace a chance. That's all he said, you know. And so how that resonates today is incredible after all these years.
Tom Cantone, president, all things cool at Mohegan Sun. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks
all
for
right,
having
thank
me.
You.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you soon. New Bruce Springsteen dates.
Nice.
4/12 next year. I saw him this year at the Pats Stadium. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
It's a must-see.